Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming back to the channel. If you have not been here before, my name is Sanjeev Advani. I am here to bring you real estate property management construction news in an easy to digest format that will help you learn more about the markets and invest more to make more over time. Today, we're going to be talking about commercial banks, commercial real estate, and commercial banks. So, generally, when you have a bank, that bank lends out money. That money essentially has to have a reserve, and that reserve is there to make sure that that bank stays in a place where they can stay solvent should people not be able to pay their mortgages back. So in commercial real estate, and this includes commercial multifamily, you see that reserves being held by the banks are starting to decrease, right? So that means that the amount of commercial real estate that's going into delinquency 30 days or more past due is increasing. And the reserve that the bank has to be able to say, I can make sure that we're solvent in this situation is starting to go dwindle, 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 right? Now, the big thing is, on top of that, you're seeing that the late payments are jumping pretty significantly. And that basically, in the commercial real estate loans that are about 30 days delinquent or more, you see that they're generally sitting at about $9.3 billion just among the top banks currently. Right. So what does that tell us? So basically, what that tells us is that if we look at reserves, we want to say, okay, if I have X amount of loans out and X amount of loans now start to go into delinquency, I want as a bank to be able to be solvent enough to be able to take care of my bank should those people not pay their funds back. So generally, banks will have above $1 of reserves there because essentially for every dollar that they need to cover, they have a dollar to be able to cover themselves, right? Now what you do is you go from there and you say, okay, well, $1.60 was kind of where the average reserve was previously. Now we're seeing that those reserves have dropped from $1.60 to 90 cents. So that bank now has 90 cents basically for each dollar of commercial mortgage debt that is at least 30 days or more past due, right? And so that starts to become a little bit worrisome because, okay, well, if this gets worse, how are you going to take care of yourself as a bank, right? Or are you going to have to fold? And so this leads to kind of last year where we saw, Silicon Valley Bank that, had to kind of go under, right? This leads to previous times in our financial history where we've seen large banks go under. Right. And so essentially, what you saw is the amount of delinquent commercial property debt that was held by the top banks was about $9.3 billion in 2023. So basically, the overall banking sector, right, has delinquencies and loans for offices, for malls, for apartments, for shopping centers, different things like that. And that amount has doubled in the past year or so. Right. And so essentially, what that means is that people are really starting to have problems paying back that commercial mortgage that they have. And you're starting to see a lot more people go into 30 days or more past due. The other thing is that 20% of the commercial real estate debt that's held is going to be coming due this year, which means that one out of every five properties that is a commercial property. Whether that's office or industrial or anything like that, multifamily even, you're starting to see that, well, those loans are coming due this year. So what happens? Because when they got those loans originally, the interest rates were much lower and they were able to carry on business. Today, that loan is coming due. If you need to refinance that loan is going to be at a much higher interest rate, which is going to increase your payment. And if we're talking about commercial properties, generally these loans are large. So a single point in increase on the interest rate is going to hurt a lot more than if it was, a small condo that someone bought, right? So based on that, you're seeing a little bit of worry from a lot of people. Now you have the New York Community Bank, which is historically would have, commercial multifamily loans and other kind of affordable housing loans, so to speak, would be a large part of their portfolio. And they actually have now cut their dividend and their earnings have come in pretty, significantly down, which led to obviously their stock price going down. And then obviously with the cut of their dividend, that leading to more stock price going down. So now since then, we've seen that other investors have come in and, plugged in some money there, but we're talking about multiple billions of dollars that's needed, and they're getting an injection of $1 billion, right? And so that, I don't know how much that's going to help offset what it is that they need to be able to get back to their reserves and be comfortable. But then you also see that because you have this work from home thing and you have people not really, coming into the or not really wanting to come into the office as much, there's more vacancy, which means that people can now pare down their offices, which means that, okay, we may see that as this loan comes due, they're going to sell this office to somebody else. Now the problem is who's going to be that buyer who's going to purchase a larger office space at a higher interest rate. There's not too many of those around. And so if you go down in size, you can afford to kind of keep yourself afloat at the higher interest rate. But now you have people working from home. And as long as those interest rates are high, it's going to keep people out of pushing back into the market and taking more space and trying to grow, right? And so that leads to a lot of really interesting factors, especially in the office market, because really work from home is most affected in the office market. And so if we keep seeing that the interest rates are high and people are not coming back to the office and corporations are wanting to decrease the amount of office space that they have, then what does that mean for the larger market and those spaces that they used to have, right? How is that going to affect that valuation? Because nobody is going after that. So demand is very low, but the supply is still there. Then the price would have to come down on those. And if the price comes down on that, then that's going to affect the remainder of the commercial market. So really becomes interesting over the long term, how is this going to work out and how are we going to take this to learn and invest from it? So thank you for watching. Please hit that subscribe button. Please hit that thumbs up. If there's something you don't like, give us a comment. If you're something that we're missing, give us a comment. We love it and we'll see you on the next one. Thank you. Take care.